You're in the Zone. Coming to you live from the Fury Electric Studio with Justin Acree and Pat Bradley on the Buzz Radio Network.
All right, welcome back in the Zone. It's the also known as the Pat Bradley Show. Justin Acree here at the Pine Bluff Country Club, presented by our friends at Reliance Bank. Pat is God only knows where. Luckily, Carlos James is here, the head coach, UAPB baseball. A couple of stories here. Matty T is back in the Fury Electric studio. I got a funny note here, and it says, Chris in the Spa City sent me Keith Lee Service Company live fan feedback, and he said, if that's Scott Petillo, ask him about throwing up on Festus Hawkins. It was in a junior high basketball game. And I'm thinking, who remembers these things? But Scott has confirmed that that's an actual story. Boy, how embarrassing. You ever have anything weird like that happen on the bench during a game?
Man, everything happens weird on the bench.
Give me something weird. Not necessarily a dude getting sick, but give me something sort of out of the ordinary. Got any stories?
A lot of stuff you really can't tell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's those types.
I can believe that.
Right there.
Do you guys have any kind of organized thing on? I'm ready for you. You got anything organized as far as on the bus, or do you guys let everybody do their own thing?
On the bus?
Yeah, when you guys are traveling.
Oh, it's every man for himself on the bus.
Everybody does their own music. You guys ever show movies or anything?
Yeah, we show movies. And we talked about that last time.
Yeah,
got me in trouble, remember?
Oh, yeah.
We were showing movies that weren't out yet.
Yeah, okay.
But you know I got the hookup with Paramount.
Hey, you know what? You should. You should. You're a very important man.
No, but we make them wear headsets, you know.
Okay.
They don't listen to what I listen to, and I don't listen, you know.
What's your cell phone rule?
Huh?
What's your
in
locker rooms and stuff like that?
I don't allow them on the field or in the locker room when I'm in there.
Really?
No, for real.
Like they can have them in the locker room as long as you're not in there?
But one of the things I do
gotta
now
go coaches
is
here, click.
I don't have meetings in the locker room anymore. If I want to meet with them, I meet after the game in the outfield. You know they don't have that phone there.
Right. I mean, are you concerned at any time that they may be recording it? Like,
yes.
You just really got to lay into somebody. Yeah.
Yes, that's why.
It's always in the back of your mind.
Yes. Wow. I was talking about that this morning with somebody, and, you know, it's unfortunate what happened with Coach Norwood, but I think it educated a lot of us coaches on that.
Yeah.
You know, we do different things now. And, of course, you don't want to be doing certain things, but it happens in the heat of the moment, and it's not personal.
Yeah, I won't put any of that in your unauthorized biography. Don't worry about that, Coach.
Oh,
I'll let you have you can have the editing pen before we put it to print.
Did you ever have to address a social media policy?
Yes,
with one of your guys?
Always.
Pictures?
We have a manual. We have a manual that is all in there, but they have to follow me, and I have to follow them.
Okay.
And if I find that you got another handle or something like that, you're gone.
Really?
Yeah.
That's serious.
Yeah.
Are we talking Instagram, Twitter,
yeah,
Snapchat?
Everything.
The book?
Everything. We follow them. You have to follow me
Tinder.
And one of the assistant coaches. Yeah, that's how I learned about Tinder. I told you that.
Yeah, Coach.
Yeah, those kids, man.
Let's see what we got floating around Pine Bluff for tonight.
I was like, I know my players are pretty good, but they're not that good looking. Why are all these people showing up when we first get somewhere?
Because they're athletes, Coach.
No,
chicks dig it.
It's Tinder.
Yeah, well, Tinder helps too, I guess.
But nowadays, guys don't know how to talk to girls anyway.
I know it's really pathetic. Well, when we were younger, it was definitely a lot harder to meet nice
ladies.
Oh,
take it easy, Romeos. Okay, look at you two guys. I mean come on. Oh yeah, we used to be able to.
When
just
I was 20, I had to walk for my dates.
Oh yeah, they were.
I had to actually have a conversation with a date before.
I'm telling you, I've told my kids this before. There is going to come a time in the not too distant future where
Pine Bluff ain't looking too good right now.
verbal communication is going to be a lost art, and if you have the gift of gab, you are going to be such an outlier. You will be elevated and have a chance to really be successful because people are losing that knack.
Exactly.
I mean, right now I'm a dime a dozen, but 20 years from now I could be somebody. I could be special. So the key is, and Tommy Smith has proven this. Well, not that good. Tommy Smith has proven this. If you just hang around long enough, it's all going to work out just fine. Speaking of our fellow radio guys, so last night I was at Wingstop. I popped in there and had some dinner after we got knocked out of the shootout.
Yes.
I ran into Coach. It was great, and we saw a few other folks in there that I didn't know. So we're sitting there at the table. We're eating our wings and minding our own business, and all of a sudden this young listener comes up with his girlfriend, and I'm thinking, you know, he goes, hey, I hate to bother you. He said, I know you're having dinner. He said, are you Trey Schaap?
Shut up.
I swear to God. And I'm like, no, I'm not.
not.
I know, exactly.
Thank God. He's probably going
to. Brains everywhere. No,
I was swing on you, yeah.
I was like, dude. I was like, no. He goes, well, who are you? I said, I'm Justin Acri. He's like, oh, I like your show, too. And he's like, I listen. And he said, I just heard the voice, and I knew it was familiar. But that happens. I mean, you know, you mistake somebody. Like, if I saw a SportsCenter anchor, I might call Steve Levy somebody else. I don't know. John Buchagross, you know, it's confusing.
You confuse Levy with Butchie?
Not really, but I'm just saying that for an example. But, yeah, I was like, really? Oh, man. Okay. Well, it's fine.
What are you going to do? No big deal. I guess it could have been better. They could have mistaken you for David Baslin. Now, that would have been something to talk or something to brag about.
I would have been honored.
You know what I mean?
Hey,
coach.
David.
David's a good-looking man. He's going to be toasted and roasted next week.
Is he?
The roast and the toast.
Wow. For the Big Brothers Big Sisters in The Rock. Maddie, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, we're supposed to be getting Tom Murphy on. We got to touch on Razorback football practice. Sorry, Tom, for the delay, and I need to tell you about our clock probably at some point, the fact that we don't come out till 6 after the hour. So when I say 11, I mean 11:06 at the earliest. So my apologies, my bad, and I appreciate you. How are you?
No worries. It's great. It sounds like you guys live actual social lives, and which, you know, I'm not familiar with that concept, so.
Buddy, listen, the sports page never sleeps. You got year-round work to do. I mean, you got football, and there's sports all year-round, and there's always – seems like football is a year-round all by itself now. But so day one of practice, I read one of the big storylines. Got some guys that are lean and mean, and the tight ends are apparently enormous and looking good. So what were your impressions of day one?
Well, everybody's excited. Every camp across the nation. And I don't know. With these Razorbacks, there seem to be a stronger media presence and – I don't know, an overall enthusiasm. They know how to practice under Brett Bielema. They know that they have respect now around the country, and they look like they were fit and ready to start proving that. They're healthy, and they think they've got weapons on offense, and they like what their defensive scheme is. So why not go out there and practice strong? And plus, they've got that huge carrot dangling in front of them, which is if you practice hard and strong as we go through camp, we're not going to have two-a-days, and that's a huge enticement.
Yeah, that would be that's a definite motivator for sure, you would think. So, Tom, the wide receiver's getting a lot of attention, I assume. That's going to be a position everybody's watching closely. From the offensive side of things, that's the biggest question mark. So what was the talk on day one?
Well, talking to Brandon Allen afterwards, several guys looked good. Of course, Brandon is always real positive, but JoJo Robinson made a couple diving catches. Keon Hatcher has really taken – Dominic Reed under his wing is really trying to, you know, study him up on the game plan, get him ready to go. And what I saw from Reed, certainly a lot of quickness, but he's got those thin kind of racehorse legs, and he doesn't have the upper body, the shoulders, and the chest right now. So, you know, he will face some defenses around the league who will put a big physical corner on him and really jam him at the line. So he's going to have to learn some elusive maneuvers. His core is going to have to be strong, good footwork, just good fundamentals to get off the jam. And if he can do that, then defenses are then going to have to start committing a safety to at least keep an eye on him. So just the threat of Dominic Reed is going to add a dimension to your offense. And if he develops the physical tools necessary to get past the guy, then you're looking at him being at the second level with a second DB committed to him, and that's a good thing. And so if his hands are what they say and they're able two or three times a game to have that threat of going deep, he's going to help.
Talking to Tom Murphy, the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, about day one of football practice for Arkansas. Last year at this time, Pat Bradley had Corliss Marshall as a first-round draft choice in the NFL, and he looked like he had all the potential in the world. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. Not like you, Pat. You realize
from Osceola?
Every bit of your potential. That sounds right. But he was clearly set up to be the third option. So for this year, and I'm assuming that is still a priority, is it by committee or is there a guy that's in the lead to be a clear-cut third option for Arkansas in the run game?
Yeah, there's a clear-cut third option. It's the power guy. It's Cody Walker. He's had a couple of nice games. If you recall, Mississippi State first quarter a couple years ago when both Williams and Collins were held out, he had a really nice first quarter. And he had moments last year, you know, the fumble excluded. But he's a good power guy. And one of the other big talking points from yesterday is Alex Collins looked so much better. I mean, he kind of had a gut in spring. I mean, you could see it, and it was in his thighs. And even though those could be good assets for a back that for your endurance and all that, for your power, it wasn't good for his endurance and his stamina. And he looked a lot thinner yesterday, and Brandon Allen talked about how he finished up his period. Like, he'd get three or four plays in a row, and he was finishing them strong. So it looks like a light has gone on with Alex, who has been a guy, you know, he just kind of marches to his own beat. How serious he is about the game is a concept that's going to be with him throughout his career. But for this season, which, you know, could be his last season in Fayetteville, he looks like he's committed to being a little bit less chubby, and that should help him on his endurance point.
You know what? I, too, am committed to being less chubby, Tom. I think that's a good policy to have. Defensively, we've talked earlier in the week about linebacking question marks and trying to develop some depth in the secondary. There was a story, I guess, that the university had put out about plays being made by the defensive backs. And Pat was also mentioning earlier that Aaron Rodgers apparently in practice has been intentionally throwing interceptions so he can get his players, his receivers, to fight for
according
balls.
To one of the beat writers.
Yeah, so, I mean, of course it's true then. So did you see any of that yesterday? And who stood out from what you saw or heard about in the defensive backfield?
Right. Well, one thing you got to keep in mind here is we saw four periods. So they really did, you know, they did a stretch. They did some individual tackling circuits, things like that. We didn't see any of the team parts. So we're basing the things we said about JoJo Robinson making catches based on Brandon Allen talking about that. So we haven't seen a lot of what will happen with the DBs, but the coaches know that's a priority. And one thing I saw, Derek Graham looks the part. He's a big guy, and we're talking about the linebacker, and I want to say he's listed it in the high 240s. He might even be 250, and that's a little big for a linebacker. I would like to see him trim a little bit because he looked like he was lumbering a bit. But he's a freshman, and I think camp is there for him to lose a little weight, and he's a guy who can help you in the middle. They're looking at guys who can give them quality backup reps, and they like the talent level of a Derek Graham and a Kendrick Jackson and a Dre Greenlaw. So I think those guys are going to get really good opportunities to help them out.
Very good. All right. So who are we going to talk to today, Tom? Who's doing interviews today after practice?
Yeah, there's no viewing period today at all. And we're talking to three defensive guys, Brooks Ellis, Jamichael Winston, and the cornerback Jared Collins. So we'll get their take, and then things start to open up over the weekend, get bread on Saturday, and then media day. So there'll be a lot of material to work with going into next week.
All right. Very good. Tom, appreciate the time very much. Have a good weekend, man.
Later, hey, fellas, Tom. Good listening to you. See ya.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And we are visiting here at the Pine Bluff Country Club in Pine Bluff Four Ball with Carlos James, the head baseball coach here at UAPB. And Kev says, Coach, you should have team meetings in a steam room or a pool. Just so he says, so he knows your players aren't wearing wires.
And that'll get you in trouble, too.
Okay, can't do
that's
that.
Sexual.
Okay, well.
I'd be a predator then.
Yeah, we don't need that. We don't need that.
No, thank you.
Let's see here. Justin, 16 isn't that bad. Don't push it right. Don't pull it left or leave it short or slice it or hook it or hit it fat. It's no big deal. It's basically an island hole. We're starting on an island par 3 basically today. Uh-huh. It is a really hard hole, and I don't know why the pro has it in for me. I know. I hate that hole. And my partner's over there going, I know. What happened to us? let's see. Kev says his chump of the week, Deshaun Jackson, who after claiming that no one, including Revis and Sherman, can stop him, was stopped by a blocking sled. Didn't see that story, but that's pretty funny. Let's see here. Can you comment on UA's football kickoff dinner on August 28th? Just wondering how it is, what all takes place, and if it's worth a drive from North Little Rock.
I believe this is the first year they're doing where you can have dinner with the team, right? With the members of the team. I can find out a little bit more.
They usually do a luncheon, right? I thought at the Hammonds Event Center up there, I thought. DH in Pensacola.
Find out.
You know, Coach, the good thing about baseball is you don't have to worry about the inflation of your baseballs because that's a big deal in football, apparently. DH says, I completely agree with the caller and Pat about the NFL using Deflategate as a smokescreen. It's odd. Concussions and domestic violence are more important issues, which will cost the NFL money. Brady plays in week 2. All this crap over what should have been a 15-yard penalty for unsportsmanlike conduct and a charge timeout to reinflate the balls. So, yeah. What are the biggest areas where teams try to gain an advantage on the in the gray area in baseball?
Scuffing the balls, bats.
I guess people don't use pine tar, right? Because you're using
you
pine tar the handle still.
Yeah, you can pine tar a little bit too far. You're supposed to get 18 inches. If it goes up a little bit further, it makes it harder.
Are you allowed to break in the baseballs? And if you are,
no,
you
can rub them up, but there's a certain.
All right, I've always wanted to know this, and I asked the guy, but you see, the pitchers will rub the ball. Okay.
Use that term loosely.
Yes.
Well, I'm saying.
Okay.
It can't do that much. Have you ever seen when the pitcher gets a new ball and he like just grinds in his hands?
Wipe my
ball. You get a scuff in it. You get a scuff in it, and you throw it, and air gets into that scuff. The ball moves a different way.
And so that's okay.
Pitchers know how to manipulate that.
Okay.
That's, I gotcha. That didn't
it's all about the air being in the scuffs of the ball.
Right. Exactly. And it makes it move and dives.
Yeah. Now that's technical.
So you could take a average pitcher and make him pretty good like that. So
what's the biggest, and without getting too specific on your play with any players, obviously, but you know, I don't want to violate anybody's privacy, but what do you feel like are the biggest challenges as far as dealing with young people for college baseball coaches right now, for you at least? What are some of the things you worry the most about, or what are some of the things you've had issues with that is becoming more rampant, if anything?
I guess, like we talked about earlier, the social media is the big thing, you know, because, I mean, kids, there's no filters anymore, and they just kind of, they think everything is fair play, which is not, you know, and everybody's, you know, told them how good they are, they can get away with this and that, and the moment you put something out there, or you comment on something, then all of a sudden your whole career could be gone. Just like last year, I think at some school, one kid commented on something that was racially charged, and they had to let him go. You know,
from UAPB?
No, not from UAPB, but from another school. You know, I don't allow my players to communicate like that. If they do, they understand that there's a possibility they could be out of here.
Do you have any no tolerance policies on anything? Is there anything that's like, okay, if you do this thing, you're done?
Yeah.
Which...
Yeah, I'd rather not say.
Okay, gotcha, gotcha.
But there are some things that are definite. This will get you out of here.
Do you give it to them in written form, or you verbalize it and then reverbalize it over and over?
Well, we got a few rules, probably about three that's written down. The rest of them are
the golden line rules.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah, you get a manual that's everything's in there, but you know, you have to treat it just like corporate America. You know, like I tell them. I mean, if it is what it is. If you're hitting 600 with 27 bombs and you do something that we can talk about, then we can talk about
we'll
it. But if you hit 127. And you creating trouble? Well,
yeah.
You later.
Parents have always been – you've always had issues with parents being sort of, like, involved in things.
Yeah. Helicopter
parents.
I think
even go way back.
Yeah.
Right.
But now it seems even more so.
With
with the – I guess, I don't know, there's always been helicopter parents, but now it seems like in the last, 10 years has actually put a word to it.
Yeah.
How do you deal with parents? What do you tell them when the kid comes on campus? Hey, this is – do you set the ground rules with them, like,
right
from
then,
the jump?
Right then. I don't – And this is going to sound harsh, but I don't deal with parents. I don't. I deal with the young man. And I reiterate that on the recruiting visit. A lot of times you get there and the mom wants to talk for the kid. No, I don't want to hear from you. I want to hear from him because he's going to spend all of his time here with me. And it's my job. You allow me to grow him up from a young teenager to a man.
Mm-hmm.
So in order for us to do that, you're going to have to allow him to start to stand on his own.
So what if Diddy's kid was playing for you and he didn't like something you were doing and came in and started a ruckus? What you going to do then?
He'd get beat down.
Barbell to the head.
That's how we do it in the bluff.
Yeah.
You pull that crap at UCLA, but you ain't pulling that in the bluff.
No.
Diddy.
No.
Come on.
Diddy.
To take that act back out west, dog. We don't play that down here.
No, we don't want this. We don't want the lawsuit.
Speaking of a guy who don't play, one of my all-time favorites, Pine Bluff native, wing-making machine, crazy Mike is on the line. What's up, Mike?
What's going on, guys?
How you
crazy
doing?
Crazy Mike!
Is it hot enough for you down there?
Not yet, baby. Turn up the heat.
I can't wait till 1:30.
I know one thing, Mike. I'm not going to get dehydrated today. I promise you that.
Yeah, you need to drink a lot of water because it's going to be bad on you out there today.
Yeah. I'm going to drink some water, too.
Oh, come on.
Now, I'm sure you are, Pat, but yours will have hops and grains and different things like that in it.
Man, oh boy, crazy, Mike.
I need my calories, baby. Got to keep the calories up.
I wanted to ask Coach James, did you get your contract worked out with UAPB?
We're almost done. We're almost done.
I hope you do because, you know, I got to watch several of your games this year against the SEC teams on TV, and I'm telling you, man, you do a fantastic job. You got a hard-nosed team, and I tell you that you can tell you're a Billy Bock product because it showed in your team. So I hope everything works out for you. You're doing a great job. I personally don't think you're going to be there very long. I think somebody's going to snatch you up. But good
Thank
luck
you.
On
Thank
everything.
You.
Good luck on everything. And it was a pleasure watching your team, y'all. You have a good team.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, all appreciate the call, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Good talking to you, buddy. Take care of yourself. All right. We'll talk to you, man.
Coach, going to hold something? I mean, are you about to get that new contract, Coach? Can I get, I see you got the Ray-Bans now all of a sudden.
My wife bought those.
Can I borrow
something?
This is
$10 from Sports Academy.
I'm trying to buy the hotel downtown attached to the convention center. Can you help me out a little bit?
You should.
$3 million.
You should buy it. What you going to turn it into?
Hotel.
Discotheque.
A disco.
He's going to turn it into a Tinder warehouse.
That's what
he's going to be like.
Put all your old
Hey, ladies, I'll meet you at the new hotel I just bought. Yo, fill in. You just pick a room, any room. I'll be by later.
It's a place where you hang all your old Tinder profiles.
That's like, and then he's going to start Uber down here in the Bluff. We're going to have Uber, and we're going to have a new hotel for all this Tinder.
Do you have Uber?
Uber wouldn't last long.
Is there Uber around here?
No.
No, come
Do you
on.
Have
really?
A,
Let me see where the closest Uber driver
This would be the smallest
right.
city in the country if they did.
Oh, I got info on the kickoff dinner for you.
Tony Bond's listening to us? I'm touched. Friday, August 28th, 6:30, Northwest Arkansas Convention Center. Tickets are available, $35, 1-800-982-HOGS or ArkansasRazorbacks.com. But do you have a car deal? Is that part of your package?
I need one. If anybody out there listening, I like trucks.
Yeah?
So,
Coach.
I'm looking for it.
How you feel about Chrysler, Dodge, Jeeps, and Rams? Because my friends at Landers have got you straightened out.
No car is available.
Dang it.
There you go.
I guess I'll have to walk back to my hotel again like I did last year.
I got you, though.
Thanks, Coach. I appreciate you. Arkansas, now's the time. And, Coach, we need to work this out as part of your next contract.
Yeah.
If you want to save thousands of dollars and lower your payments, now is the time. Rebates and discounts up to $13,000. And if that won't work, how about 0% on 2015s in stock? They will not be beaten at Landers, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. It's just over here in Benton. It's not far from the
that
Bluff.
That would be awesome.
501-316-4400 or LandersChrysler.com. When we come back,
oh,
Coach James' old teammate.
R.J. Hawk is an Uber driver.
Yeah, not here.
He's not gonna be, can switch on.
Is he going to work in a Pine Bluff?
Yeah!
All right, R.J. Hawk's giving rides all weekend long,
Hawk,
baby.
Hawk, it's like $20 for 0.1 mile, though.
Well,
so.
No, yeah, because it's going to be it'll be a high-volume situation this weekend. Then
right
the rates go up.
Mind riding the trunk again?
No.
Okay, good.
Next to the bodies?
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
Can I be your assistant coach?
Coach James?
Absolutely. Torrey wants to be the best coach as well. So
I heard he was getting you the gig with the Twins. You were going to be the next manager of the Twins. That's what I heard.
I should.
Let's work on that. We're going to have Torrey on a second. We'll ask him about it. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. It's the Pine Bluff Four Bowl broadcast, courtesy of our friends at Reliance Bank.